We've passed from death unto life. Our new series, the book of 1 John is written to believers. Eternal life. Thank you. Eternal life is a present possession. It's a present possession that we have. We are already seated in the heavenlies. We're already there. It's a done deal if we've been saved. This eternal life is the life of the eternal one, the Lord Jesus Christ. Those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior have truly passed from death unto life. This book of 1 John brings us face to face with the evidences of that eternal life. The evidences of that eternal life. That ye may know. That ye may know. As we go into our series, the first lesson of our series, the Word of Life. The Word of Life. The aims of this lesson, to see that God reveals himself in the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, to show that those who know and love the Lord Jesus will declare him to others. Then thirdly, to understand that our lives can be changed and we can be brought into fellowship with God only by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then fourthly, to realize that fullness of joy is found in the Lord Jesus. Fullness of joy is only found in the Lord Jesus. It's not in a nice house. It's not in a nice car. It's not in a good job. It's not in any of that. Because people that don't have nice cars, nice houses, and nice everything else that we think of on this earth, they still have the joy of Jesus. It's not these things which we possess. I'd like to encourage you to read the entire book of 1 John. I would read it as we're going through this series, not right now, but as you're going through this series at home, read the book of 1 John over and over, maybe once a week, something like that. It's a great book for you. It'll be a great book for people around you, people that you interact with. Our memory verse, 1 John 1:1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. This, of course, I didn't handle Jesus Christ with these hands. John did. The author of this book did. He handled him. So our memory verse today, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. That's sure. That's a sure thing. They tell me a man by the name of Abraham Lincoln lived. I've never talked to anybody that lived with him, but I believe he lived. I mean, I dare say everybody here does. And that's probably pretty sure. But as we go into God's word today, we're going to find out that we have a more sure hope, a more sure word of testimony. We have that in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. As we hold this book, the concept, we believe this book to be the word of God. We believe Jesus Christ to be the word of God. So what are we holding? We're holding Jesus Christ himself. This is the written, incarnate word of God that we have. Us. It's ours. We hold it. We hold Christ. What a blessing. What a truth to go through life with. What a truth that we have the word of life, that we possess it through salvation, that we read it each day. We have the written, as Pastor said so many times. Someone may tell you something when you're building a new home. The builder may tell you, oh yeah, this and this and this. Well, telling you doesn't necessarily get all that for you. But when it's written down, then you show the builder, no, right here, you wrote it. This is what I expect out of you. Having it written down. Then you can go back and say, no, I think you did say that. Yeah. We have a more sure word of prophecy. The word of life. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, the word of life. I know some of you were ready on Wednesday with that verse, so why don't we have a couple people do that verse right now. 1 John 1:1. I'd like to see a hand. Brother Glenn? Which we have. Excellent. We're perfect. Very good. Susan? Which we've seen with our eyes. Very good. Praise the Lord. I apologize for correcting you. I kept putting that word own in there, and I'm trying to get it out of the verse. It's amazing. I'll write verses down, and I'll go back, and I say, why did I put own in there? And then I cross it out. That helps me when I go back. Okay, own doesn't believe there or belong there. Okay. 1 John 1:1. Who else? Brother Jerry. Okay, all right. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Okay. I sometimes use, you'll see me use, what's that word? Animation. Helps me to remember things. Pastor preached a message a long time ago about what to witness with our lives, with our literature, with our liquidity, with our labor, and it helped me remember that. And that was probably 9 months ago we preached that message, with our lifestyle. Those things help you memorize verses. Say it out loud. Walk in rhythm. Memorizing verses. I hope if I leave anything with you, that I leave with you more zeal for scripture memorization. It'll make a difference in your life. It'll make a difference in the lives of people around you. I hope you have a little file. I don't care if there's only two in it. As long as they're in the system and they're going, then it'll grow. It'll grow. I had a big candy bar at Christmas time. I didn't. A bunch of us did. And we took my picture with it, and I wanted to bring that picture up here and ask you how I would eat that candy bar. And you kindly would say, one bite at a time, kindly, thank you. One little bite at a time. Great big, huge candy bar, huge. You say, Brother Raver, in my file right now, there's 370 verses. And you say, that seems like a lot. No, it's one at a time. It's one at a time. And to tell the truth, John 3:16 is in there, and Romans 3:10 is in there, and Romans 3:23 is in there. You say, well, that's cheating. No, that gives me more verses in there. Plus, it brings them back in front of my eyes. It refreshes them. Even if it's only once a month, it's just bringing it back. There it is. There it is. There it is. So put those in there. Put John 11:35 in there. Jesus wept. That gives you the first word for John 10:25. Jesus said unto her, I'm the resurrection of the life. Put the easy ones in there. Start out with the easy ones. You know, if you started an easy file right now, you probably got 25 verses that you could dead on easily. Boom, 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 boom. Build your file. Because what it'll do, it'll bring it back in front of you. Once, even if it's just once a month, it brings it back in front of you. So I hope memory verses, I hope it's catching on with you. And it's not like before I got here you didn't memorize verses. Because if you sit under this pastor, that Pastor Cole, that guy quotes scripture all during his message. And I'm just amazed at his scripture memorization. But scripture memorization. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. That I might not sin against thee. Thy word, Psalm 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. If we don't have that with us, how can it do that? We don't carry this, our Bibles, to work, because they'd get too dirty and whatnot. So we don't carry this with us. We might carry a testament or whatever. But when we have these hidden down in our hearts and we have them memorized, the Lord can bring them to us. He can bring them to us. When we're angry at someone, we can find out, and we have those victory verses, and God brings those victory verses to us. Have victory verses. Many of us have besetting sins in our lives. Things that we each day have to fight a battle with. And we win many days, and then some days we lose. Get victory verses for them, as Pastor has said. I want to encourage you, as 2 Timothy 3:14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast heard and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Did you learn them of Chris Ravert? No, we didn't learn anything from Chris Ravert. Where did we learn it from? We learned it from the Word of God. We learned it from the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. He's our teacher. The Word of Life. We'll get into our lesson, at least the first half of it. 1 John 1:1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the Word of Life. The author of this book, obviously, the Apostle John. John wrote, of course, the Gospel of John. John's 1, 2, and 3. The book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, written by John. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Word of Life. One of the wonderful titles given to our Lord Jesus. The powerful purpose of the Bible is to reveal the Word of Life to us. Jesus is the Word of Life. Jesus is the Word of Life to us. Jesus is the Word of Life to those in prison that you talk to, Brother Don. He's the Word of Life. They'll pick up the phone and call you and say, where's that verse where it talks about this? And you tell them. You tell them about the Word of Life. And when we get an opportunity, we praise the Word of Life. Before lost men, we give God the glory. The neighbor lady, when she moved away, she said, you're always praising the Lord. You're always praising the Lord. I don't know why. Why would you not? Why would you not? Why would it be anywhere else? Why would his name not flow off of my tongue? Why would it not? That's what we want. I'm not saying that to brag or to boast. All I'm saying is he is worthy. He is worthy. The Word of Life is worthy. You and I hold in our hands the incarnate written Word of God. You say, Brother Ravert, that sounds weird. Well, when we talk about the Trinity and we talk about God, it sounds a little bit weird. It's not man's reasoning. Explain the Trinity to man in man's words. You can't. You simply can't. We hold in our hands the Word of Life. Following along in your lesson, as the Lord opens for us this first epistle of John, we find how quickly he leads us to the Word of Life. Who is this Word of Life? Who is this Word of Life? We read about him in Philippians 2. In fact, turn to Philippians 2. 5, 6, 7, and 8. Philippians 2, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Philippians 2, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. What is that robbery? What is that robbery? A month ago, a beautiful ship hit something underground and it flipped. A number of people died, 11 somewhere in that neighborhood. Off that ship came a man. He helped other people. And then he went back into the ship for a violin and never came out. That which was to be grasped after, he went back for it. Just a hunk of wood. And he went back for it because that was dear to him. He wanted that close to him. And he never came out. That which is to be grasped after. He thought it not robbery. The Lord Jesus Christ thought it not something to be grasped after, something to hold dear to himself. His own life was not dear to him. He would not grasp for that. He would not draw it close. He would not hold it. He would give it up. The man that went back for the violin fully intended on coming out alive. He didn't go in there and say, I'm going to die getting my violin. He went in to get his violin, and he was going to come out alive. But it was something to be grasped after, something to be held on to, something most dear and most precious. And he didn't come out. I'm a first responder at Ford Motor Company. I'm not a firefighter like these guys. I don't run into burning houses. And hopefully I'll never have to be in a burning building helping others. But these guys run in. They got a fire hose, they got a guy behind them, they've got some air, and they run into burning buildings, and they drag out babies, and they drag out people. Something to be grasped after, and they get a hold of it, and they bring it out. But when Brian goes into that building, he knows he's coming out of that building. The guy standing outside that building, allowing him in that building, knows he's coming out alive. Because if that guy doesn't know he's coming out alive, Brian can't go in. Brian can say, I know there's somebody in there, I've got to go in. And the man standing outside is going to say, the structure's not safe, you may not enter. Because you have to come out alive. You have to go home to Marine tonight. You have to do that. We're sorry if we can't get in there. But the idea is they come out alive. He has to go home at night. He has to come out alive. Even though there's something in there to be grasped after. He has to come out alive. At Ford Motor Company, I received an award recently. When there's a fire, when there's an emergency, we respond, and we're in charge of the plant, and whatever calls we make, go. We are the most important people in the building at that time. We made a phone call. We made the decision to bring in the outside department. And, you know, you never know. Is this fire going to go out? Or are we going to lose this building? And you're standing there, and you've got to make the decision. Well, I'm always going to err on the side of bringing in the outside boys. They got trucks. They got equipment. And I never saw the outside of the building that night. They said I had 7 fire companies outside with engines, pumpers, everything. Hundreds of people because I picked up the phone and made that call. We didn't know. I didn't know what the building was going to do. I didn't know what the fire was going to do. Did I think we could take care of it? Yeah, I thought so, but I wasn't sure, so we call in those guys. But when we go to rescue, we have every intention that we're coming out. There's no doubt we're coming out alive, or else we're not allowed to go in. Throwing live bodies at dead bodies doesn't help anybody. Doesn't help anybody, but we know we're coming out. When Jesus Christ came, verse 6, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery, that which he would hang on to, which he would hold dear, which he would draw to himself, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. This is the word of life. That's who this word of life is. Jesus Christ, that which would hold nothing of his own dear. The only thing dear to the Lord Jesus Christ was the will of his Father and the salvation of mankind. That which to be grasped after, to hang on to. You and I are dear to him. So dear that the word of life gave himself. a ransom for you and I. The things we find in this epistle are written to believers who, following along in your lesson, believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may believe in the name of the Son of God. 1 John 5:13. Probably be a memory verse you'll want. It'd be good for you. It'd be good for others around you. 1 John 5:13. It's a good verse. It's a good truth. It's assurance that we have indeed the word of life. John wrote a testimony to believers concerning the word of life, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's referred to as the Word. We all have thoughts, but thoughts are not known until they are formed into words. In the Word, the Lord Jesus, we have the very expression of God. Notice how he wrote that sentence. In the Word, the Lord Jesus, we have the very expression of God. Christ is the Word of life. Christ is the Word of life to us. Christ is the Word of life to anyone that would ever repent, that would ever turn. I trust you know him as your Savior. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior today, you need not leave this building until you find out what it is to be saved. After we get done here, come up and see us. See Sister Rebecca. See Brother Kelly. See Sister Sharon. Get a hold of one of us. Get a hold of one of us. You need to know that that Jesus Christ is your Savior. He came to die for you. John wrote in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Mankind doesn't comprehend the light. We've got to take it to him. There's not enough light in mankind when he's born to save him for eternity. There's not enough light there to save him. God the Son became man robed in flesh. When Christ left the glories of heaven and he took off his royal crown and his royal robe, he put upon himself flesh of mankind. Was he still deity? Yes, he was. He never ceased to be deity. But he laid aside those glories and he came to be the word of life for you and I, for the people that we work with, for the people that we walk by, for the people that come and give us our furnace inspection. And Sharon, I need tracks on the china cabinet. When they come to do the furnace inspection, give them a track. But I got, you got to make sure it's there ahead of time. I got to make sure it's there ahead of time. Look for those opportunities. Have them ready. The Lord Jesus did not lay aside his deity, just that glory, and he set that aside. Why? That he might be the word of life for you and I. See Christ's great love for us in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We have a more sure word. Here it is. These aren't fables made up, as Peter said. This is truth. This is real. John walked with Jesus. John held Jesus. John stood at the cross. The Lord looked at him. He said, "Thy mother." John knew Jesus. And then he wrote it down for us. Thank the Lord for the word of life. Let's pray. Father in heaven, As we look at the word of life, and we think how little we offer, but how much you've given for us. Lord, might we live lives that would honor and glorify you. Might the word of life live in us richly to our benefit, to the benefit of others. Lord, we have this old nature. We look forward to when we can shed it, but right now we have it. We have these battles. Lord, I pray that somehow others might see the light through us more than they see us. Help us to take the gospel light to a lost and dying world. Thank you for being the word of life that willingly did not grasp after, but gave all for me, for these here. Lord, we thank and praise you. Might we tell others also. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.